This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Jacobs Music Company is the proud sponsor of Between the Keys with Jed Distler. Information on any of the products or services that Jacobs Music offers is available on their website, www.jacobsmusic.com.
Shall we dance with me? Shall we dance?
Put on your dancing shoes.
I won't dance.
I won't dance.
Don't
I won't
ask
dance.
When do we dance? When do we
dance? We dance?
This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network. And yes, that is the musical question this week on Between the Keys. Shall we dance? Shall we dance? I say, yes, we shall. Let's start with a can-can from Eric Satie's ballet score La Belle Excentrique with the pianists Alexandre Tarot and Eric Lesage. Music of Eric Satie, his can-can from the ballet score La Belle Excentrique for piano duet. We heard Alexandre Tarot and Eric Lesage. Let's slow down the tempo a bit with a gigue by Antonin Dvorak. The pianist will be Sarah Davis Buchner.
Thank you.
Sarah Davis Buchner at the piano, playing a gigue by Antonin Dvorak. Here's a lovely little habanera by Ernesto Halfter, and the pianist will be Adam Kent. Adam Kent performing a habanera by Ernesto Halfter. And we are giving our dancing shoes a workout this hour on Between the Keys. So what happens when you turn Chopin's first ballade into a tango? Well, only the composer William Davis seems to know for sure in a composition that's called Illicit Felicity. I love that title, Illicit Felicity. And I also love this performance by Gloria Cheng.
Thank you.
Pianist Gloria Cheng playing music by William Davis. That was a piece called Illicit Felicity. We are going to take the tempo down as we move further back in time, stylistically speaking. Here is the Sauerband from J.S. Bach's Second Keyboard Partita. The pianist will be Kyoko Hashimoto. Kyoko Hashimoto playing music by J.S. Bach. That was the Sauerband from the Partita No. 2 in C minor. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and we are answering the musical question, Shall We Dance? On Between the Keys this week. Here is Anitra's Dance by Edvard Grieg, but not exactly in the version that you would expect. Have a listen. I think you're going to really like this. Thank you. That was Anitra's Dance by Edvard Grieg, but served up in quite an amazing stride piano rendition by Donald Lambert. He was considered one of the best stride pianists in the great tradition of Harlem stride piano, yet he only made just a handful of recordings. I've played his stride piano version of the Pilgrim's Chorus from Wagner's Tannhäuser on this program, and I gotta bring that out sometime again. But it's time to get back to the dance floor with a tango by the Italian futurist composer Franco Cassavola. At the piano, we will hear the late, great Daniele Lombardi.
Thank you.
We just heard a tango composed by Franco Casavola, a composer who is associated with the Italian futurists, although that tango seems to be as far from futurism as they come. It was performed by a dear friend of mine, the composer and pianist Daniele Lombardi, who sadly and unexpectedly passed away last year. Daniele Lombardi composed these wonderfully crazy symphonies for 21 pianos. Yes, you heard right, 21 pianos. And I was instrumental in helping to recruit pianists to perform these works in New York upon the reopening of the Winter Garden Theater in downtown New York back in 2003. I was one of the pianists, and so were a number of artists that we have featured on this program in the past. People like Beata Moon, Lisa Moore, Anthony DeMar, Sashiko Kato, Blair McMillan, Miriam Conti, and even the composer and pianist Frederick Zhevsky was on hand for that occasion. Here is one of Béla Bartók's two Romanian dances. We're going to hear it with pianist Florent Buffard. Thank you. was Florent Beaufort at the piano, and that was the second of two Romanian dances, Opus 8A by Béla Bartók. How about another Gieg, this time by Arnold Schoenberg? If you can dance to that Gieg that we just heard, or maybe you can. That is from Schoenberg's Suite for Piano, Opus 25. The pianist was Maurizio Pollini. I want to play a saraband for you now, and I'd like to see if you will be able to guess the composer. The pianist is Walter Klein. Could you guess the composer? That was a saraband from a suite by... No, it was not by Bach, and it was not by Handel. It actually was by Mozart. And Mozart only completed several movements for this suite from which the saraband comes from. The pianist was Walter Klein. So let me ask you again the same question I asked at the top of the program. Shall we dance? That's the title of a large-scale piano piece by my great mentor, Robert Helps, which he composed, actually, for the pianist Russell Sherman, who premiered it back in 1994. But for the next 10 minutes, let's hear Robert Helps himself at the piano. Shall we dance?
Thank you.
We have been listening to music by Robert Helps. That is a composition from 1994 titled Shall We Dance? The composer was at the piano. Among the dance forms that we've been exploring on this episode, I just realized that we haven't yet heard a march. I was just reading with a friend through the Three Marches Militaires for piano duet by Franz Schubert, and it occurred to me that we haven't yet programmed these marches on any Between the Keys episode. Well, there's got to be a first time, so let's hear the March number 3 with pianists Christoph Eschenbach and Justus Franz.
Thank you.
third of Franz Schubert's three military marches for piano duet, we heard Christoph Eschenbach and Justus Franz. Now, which pianist was on top and which was on the bottom? The booklet notes don't say anything about who was playing the primo or the secondo parts. I wish I could tell you. So what do we do for an encore? How about one of the 20th century's finest classical composers who also wrote great film scores, who also played jazz piano, and who also accompanied himself while he sang?
I won't dance, don't ask me, I won't dance, don't ask me, I won't dance, but damn with you. My heart won't let my feet do things they should do. You know what, you're lovely, and so what, so you're lovely, but oh, what's doing to me? I'm like an ocean wave that's bumped on the shore. I feel so absolutely stumped on the floor. When you dance, you're charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos, and that is why I won't dance. How could I? I will not dance. Why should I? I won't dance. Merci beaucoup. I know that music leads the way to romance. So when I hold you in my arms, I won't dance. Charming and you're gentle, especially when you do the continental. But this feeling isn't purely mental. For heaven rest us, I'm not asbestos, and that is why I won't dance. How could I won't dance? Why should I will not dance, madam, with you. I know that music leads the way to romance. So when I hold you in my arms, I won't dance. How could I? I won't dance. Why should I? I won't dance. I won't dance.
Richard Rodney Bennett playing and singing Jerome Kern's standard, I Won't Dance. And we have been listening to dances for the piano and piano pieces inspired by the dance this past hour. But now I have to take off my dancing shoes and make way for the next program coming up here on the Classical Network. But I am so happy that you did tune in this week to Between the Keys. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and I really look forward to us being together next week at this time. Thanks so much for listening. Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org.